views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Woo! And a great big hello. Happy Monday morning, everyone. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas and you're getting ready to send 2012 off with love and usher in 2013 as your year of health, happiness, abundance, and joy. This is Julie Kleinhans and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I absolutely love starting out the week speaking with guests that are here to help you work through some of your most challenging issues that you face as a parent, teacher, or caretaker of kids so that you can guide them to that place of happiness and well-being. To learn more about me, your host, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com or you can go directly to my site, mindfocusgeneration.com. Sign up for my newsletter while you're there, and you'll also receive my free gift to you, my 30-day creation planner. And this will help you teach your kids how to really live the law of attraction and create their own reality. It's a lot of fun. And while you're there, you can even send me a message about topics that you'd like me to address on this show, because I'm all about supporting you as parents, teachers, kids, and the community. So get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you, with your kids, and anything else that you find important. Today we have a really special show for you. And usually I bring some of the most amazing authors, motivational speakers, coaches, and different professionals in the field of parenting and education. However, today I'm bringing you perhaps even bigger experts on youth, because my two guests today are the younger generation that this show is all about. And I'm bringing you to the source of what you need to know about the younger generation with my two guests. These two young men are a big part of the future of this world. And they're a part of the younger generation that is determined. They're just so determined to make positive changes in this world. And we know we need those positive changes going into the future. And for them and so many of their peers, you know, They're just done with business as usual in the way we as adults have been living in this world. And they've come here today to speak directly to my audience so that their message can be heard loud and clear. They want the world to hear that from them on their perspective of the world so that we as adults can really understand what they want us to know. So stay with us for the next hour and you can discover the power of our youth, the future according to two 20-year-olds. So let me start out by telling you a little bit about these amazing young men. Danny Ingram is a 20-year-old studio composition major in the Music Conservatory at Purchase College. His interests are predominantly in music, art, physical and mental wellness, and also nature. Danny enjoys yoga, running, writing, hiking, swimming, cultural foods, and connecting with people. He holds a positive vision of the future in which all people are capable of seeing the world for what it can be and not only what it is at the present time, realizing that human effort on a mass scale has unfathomable potential for progress. He would like to see the world become less focused on consumerism and wastefulness and transform into a society with a higher state of awareness. Danny's vision of the world is one in which people are more understanding of the importance of positive relationships, interactions, deeds, values, and more well-informed on how to produce sustainability for energy, food, housing, and life in general. Greg Mott is an undergraduate student attending Iona College as a physics major. His interests are within a broad range of areas, but he's particularly drawn to science, tai chi, and yoga. He grew up skateboarding as a hobby, understanding the importance of following his passion. He has a deep interest in reading personal development books, particularly the works of Greg Braden and Dan Millman. At an early age, Greg understood the benefits of moving out of his comfort zone as much as possible and making those spontaneous decisions. He believes that everyone in their own way is making way towards something brighter in our world. So guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How are you?
It's really good to be here. Thanks, Julian.
Oh, you're so excited to have you guys. So I've had the pleasure of knowing both these guys for a while now. I taught in high school with Danny and Greg. And while I was working to guide students in understanding that they are very powerful beings that are more than they see in these things and that their thoughts are their own realities, these two guys, time, okay, in high school, they were already well aware of this and on the path of understanding and finding their purpose and a larger meaning in life. And most adults, you know, they don't even understand that their own thoughts create their reality. And they don't understand the laws of quantum physics and how everything affects what we experience. But at 28, you both have known this truth for some time now. So why don't you each start out by telling us how you discovered a more spiritual side to life at such an early age. So do one of you guys want to talk about that?
Greg, do you want to take this one first or do you want me?
Yeah, I'll start. Well, it all started my junior year of high school. I ended up getting really sick, and through a random series of events, I started to pick up reading Greg Braden, The Divine Matrix, and Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman. And before I knew it, it was my senior year, and I had already met you, and, you know, the ball just kept rolling from there.
Awesome. So you said you went through like a really dark night of the soul, which Greg Braden talks about in his books, and you were struggling, and you had that transition there, and you realized there was more to life than what it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really just a whole string of events that happened that are really weird to say that I can't really like bring down to the specific order, but it had a lot. Those books had a lot of influence in me changing my thoughts about life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so, Dan, how did you get onto the path?
Well, actually, it's funny because Greg, you know, Greg and I have been friends for a really long time, and I've always felt like Greg was kind of the person who brought that special influence into my life, and he was always just, you know, a really good friend and always a kind of a spiritual guide for me, and I feel like he started me off on this. On this path of just enriching myself with different types of knowledge and, you know, reading books that I probably wouldn't have picked up in, you know, before I met him. So it was just great to have such a positive influence in my life who kind of pushed me to do something out of my comfort zone. And so Greg was kind of like the catalyst for my, you know, spiritual awakening in a way.
That's great. You know, you're really into music and you want to go into the future with music therapy. So can you tell us a little bit about that? You know, you're in your center at your college?
Yeah, absolutely. Recently I've been thinking about music therapy as an option for me because I'm so interested in mental and physical wellness and helping my friends and family and other people just in general coming to terms with things in their life and, you know, accepting them and acknowledging them and realizing that they have a lot more control over things and they realize, even though not everything is, you know, in your control. So I've kind of come to the realization that music has this quality about it that is very stress-free and all-knowing, all-loving, and just kind of all-encompassing. And it brings people this feeling of overwhelming calm and clarity, and that's what I've always felt personally. And so I want to just be able to use the power of music and vibrations to kind of heal people from the inside out and make them feel just, you know, eternally happy and at peace. And I feel like that's what music does for me, so I wanted to share that with other people.
Oh, that's beautiful. I absolutely love that. And, you know, we're going to talk more about this when we come back from the break. And what I really want to get into is what you guys see going on with the youth of today, because not every young person, although they have the ability to see things from a wider perspective, like both of you, Danny and Greg, not every young person understands this yet. And I want to talk about that. And I want you to give voice to what the younger generation's perspective is that's causing them to feel so frustrated and angry with this world, and what you really hope that parents can understand so that we can help each other as a world, you know, and as a planet, and move forward to create the great things that you guys are on the path to creating. So you guys are listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and continue our discussion with Danny and Greg.
What's impossible, they forgot.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. My guests today are Danny Ingram and Greg Mott, two college students that are here to help adults understand what their vision of the world is for the future. And they hope that everyone listening will really join them in this vision and help to share it with others. So, guys, before we left for the break, we were talking about I mentioned that not every young person like yourselves are on this path of realization yet about, you know, what they're capable of. And what we see in a lot of young people, your peers, that they're angry at the world and they're misled within themselves. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what that anger is, you know, so what you're seeing in your peers?
Yeah, sure. I think when we're in a situation in our lives where now that we're 20 and we're coming up and we're growing and we have all these ideas that are different from everything we've been brought up to kind of do. We're sitting in situations where we have to, our parents want us to grow up, get good jobs and lead these lives that they were kind of brought up to lead. And now we're sitting at cross paths where we know that's not what we want and there's a better way for us to do it and still be happy and successful and stable in life. And I think what a lot of us are mad at is not having that support from, like, the older generation.
So, you know, you're here to bust the systems wide open and say, hey, you know, your way may have worked for however many years, but we're bringing in a new way, a new paradigm of living life. And do you sense that, Danny, young people are getting frustrated because they're looking at adults that are saying, hey, you have to go become educated, get a stable job in this way, and this is how you make money, and this is how you succeed. But, you know, you're looking at the world, and from your point of view, the world is in chaos. I think, did we lose Danny? Danny, are you there?
I feel like we lost Danny.
Yeah, Brian, I think we lost Danny. So, Greg, you want to take that question?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's definitely not having that support from the older generation is hard for us, and especially, like you said, when we're this generation coming through and we're bringing a whole new set of everything, of new rules, new ways of doing things, and how are we supposed to get anywhere if we're just being told it's never going to work or at least give us the satisfaction of doing things our way and learning a better way to do it, even if we were unsuccessful in it.
Right. Okay. So, you know, what is one thing that maybe your younger generation sees with the world and the way the world is going? You know, is it, you know, in politics, in business, news, media, technology? Like, what is it that you guys look at as a younger generation that frustrates you about the way we do things as adults?
Well, I'm sure a lot of my generation would want to throw this under the government and a lot of things that are uncontrollable for us. But I think a lot of it just comes from where our, like, perspective of money, really, where we just think, like, this money is there for us to survive completely, and it's not seen as, like, a change in exchange of energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, you know, the way money has been used is, like you said, a means for survival. And we don't want to just survive, we want to thrive. And we have the ability to thrive. We have the ability to really do wonderful things in this world. But we're in this fear. We're in this fear-based world where we think that, you know, money has to be made through greed, through struggle, through lack. And you guys are here to show us something different and how we can use money as energy to change the exchange in the world, the interactions in the world. So, you know, what are some of the things that you envision for the future as far as, like, abundance? Like, if you can talk about your ideal world and where people are successful and doing what they love, what would that look like? What would that be like for you guys?
Well, I mean, it's amazing. You know, we live on this planet, and we have the resources to feed every 7th billionth of a human being on this planet, and we don't do these things. We don't really take into account, like, why we don't do these things is because of money, but there's so much we can do for our world to really bring people together, you know, just even if people were to start setting up fresh water systems, like, in third world countries or even in places where it's just not possible to have just filtered water. People, it's a resource that's dying, and, you know, we need that. So I really feel that one vision for our generation to bring to, like, this new world would be to really move past, like, ourselves and move globally towards sustaining, like, the planet we live on.
I love that. And Danny, you're back, right?
Yes, I am back.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, and we were saying, you know, I asked Greg what the young generation's vision for the world is. And Danny, one of the things that you're very, very passionate about is sustainability and moving past, you know, wastefulness and that the whole idea of consumerism. And Greg just mentioned, which is so important, you know, we have more than enough resources on this planet to feed everyone, for everyone to have clean water, but we don't do that in the name of greed. So when you're looking at your younger generation, you know, and we look at that we fight wars and we're living in survival mode, how is this part of what's making your generation of peers angry at the world and also not motivated to really want to go out there and play in this game in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I see people in my generation, they have this fear of the world that they're entering, and they have this kind of inclination to give up or to give in to things because of their disappointment with the way that, like, social institutions are functioning, you know? And I just think that they feel kind of like they've been let go, or they've been kind of just thrown out into the world without any kind of support, any kind of inspiration or, you know, optimistic outlook for the future. And, like, kind of what Greg was saying, you know, with solar energy and solar production, it's doubling every 2 years, you know, and that's only 8 doublings away from meeting 100% of what we need for, you know, the world's energy needs, which is awesome. But I just feel like people are so skeptical about solar energy. It's like we're looking at all the answers. We have all the answers, and we're kind of just, we pretend that they're not the answer, you know?
Yeah. We're looking at it as a problem rather than focusing on the solutions.
Exactly. And with mass media, I feel like we always are dwelling on the negative, and we're never really spreading the ideas and, like, planting seeds of you know, like, optimism. And we just kind of dwell on these negative issues when we have all this potential right in front of us, and they are the answers to our, you know, the problems in the future. And we have all this potential to really fix it, and we're just kind of putting it off and holding ourselves back from that.
And that's why I am so excited about the youth, because there are so many young people out there like the two of you that really want to do this, but you can't do it alone, because you can go out there with these great ideas. You know, Greg, you're a physics major. Danny, you told me how you're going to change the way we heal our bodies through music, meditation, yoga. I mean, you guys are just doing such amazing things, but you can't do it alone. So what's the message that you want adults to hear, and, you know, the message that you want our institutions, where we're educating our young people, what do you want them to hear? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know that, like, we will be fine, and we'll be more than fine. You know, it's so much more empowering when you encourage someone instead of worrying about them, and because what you're doing is limiting their idea for the future and their freedom to do what they feel they can do. You know, so encouraging is like the opposite of worrying, you know? We know that we're going to be fine. We know that we have, you know, positive influences and mentors in our life that are driving us to do these things that, you know, are going to impact the world in a positive way. But it's being stifled by negativity and doubt, I feel.
You know, it's so true. You guys have such wisdom at 20 years of age. And I really, everyone has to stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to continue talking to these two guys about what their vision is for the future and what they need from us. And really, I want to get into, because this show is about education and transforming the way we educate our kids. So I want to get into what you would love to see our schools and institutions bringing into the curriculum so that young people can get a head start on creating the sustainability, creating more balanced emotions, and really feeling good about who they are and what they're going to produce in the future. So we're going to touch upon that when we come back. This is Julie Kay on Teaching from the Heart on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
They forgot. Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
Cash for your clunkers is back exclusively at Central Auto Group, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Now through January 2nd, $3,000 for your clunker to be used on any new vehicle. Push, pull, or tow it to Central and get $3,000 guaranteed. A Ford F-150, $269 per month. A Mazda 3, $129 per month. A new Hyundai Sonata, $129 per month. Or a Volkswagen Jetta, $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. Now through January 2nd. 860-564-4014. Must financial dealer. Maximum monthly lease payment, $300.
All roads lead to Central. Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
We've saved the best for last at MJ Sullivan Hyundai. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan, and it's our final sale of 2012, and we're going to go out with a bang. Just listen to this. Save $4,000 and get 0.9% financing on every new Sonata. That's right. Save $4,000 and get 0.9% financing on every Sonata. At MJ Sullivan's, we have over 60 available. That's Connecticut's largest inventory. Just listen to these prices when you save $4,000. 2013 Sonata GLS for $17,995. The sporty 2013 Sonata SE for $20,695. Or the luxurious 2013 Sonata Limited for $22,995. Also at MJ Sullivan's, we have the 2013 Elantra for $17,995. Or the all-new 2013 Santa Fe SUV for only $22,995. So come to Connecticut's only Hyundai President's Award winner and save $4,000 and get 0.9% financing. MJ Sullivan Hyundai in New London or MJSullivanAuto.com.
Michael Kia's end-of-year rocking sale is going on now with the best rates in the nation. Dealer incentives to sell, sell, sell. And Michael Kia will meet their quota. Get the award-winning Optima SXL. Thousands less than Honda and Toyota. With the lowest five-year cost to own than any other vehicle in its class. Zero money down. Just $299 a month. And get a toughest steel 10-year, 100,000-mile Kia warranty. Michael Kia is overloaded with pre-owned car starting at just $69.95 or $27 a week. Infinities, BMWs, Kia, Hyundais, Hondas, Nissans, and more. And don't worry about your credit. If you're in the military, just bring your LES and $500, and Michael Kia guarantees you a vehicle. Route 12 in Groton, Connecticut, USA, a mile south of the sub base, and we support the troops.
Michael Kia. Beep, beep, beep.
Welcome back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, the last show of 2012. I have two guests that I am just – I couldn't be happier to end the year with these two guests, Mr. Danny Ingram and Mr. Greg Mott, two 20-year-old college students that, you know, you guys got to listen to them because they are the future of this world, and they are creating some great things. They are on a spiritual path to really create harmony, sustainability in the world, more peace in the world, and I'm just really blessed to know them and to have them here taking their message to the airwaves. So, guys, I want to ask you, you know, in education, we don't see enough balance. We don't see our curriculum being geared toward self-development and, you know, wellness, I should say. And, you know, why do you think that is? And also, you know, what do you guys believe we can do, the potential in our schools, if we would bring, you know, yoga and meditation, you know, into our schools? What is the potential there?
Well, I think with a lot of the courses, kids are getting, they can get discouraged very easily, and they can feel like it's a competition, and with, you know, kind of introducing yoga and meditation into a school system, it would allow for kids to kind of have this inner confidence and this inner drive to compete with themselves and not with the others. One thing about yoga is that every time you go to practice, you're only competing with yourself, and you're only trying to get a little bit better on your own, in your own kind of capacity, and you're not competing with other people. The only instance where you're with other people is in a kind of group motivational sense. So the other people in the surrounding with you are driving you to do better for yourself. So I just think that in that kind of context, if we were to introduce yoga and meditation, kids would feel like their peers are encouraging them and forcing them to do better because they're all being very encouraging, and it's not a competition, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, as a former teacher, I saw what competition, the competitive mindset, which is a lower vibrational mindset. It's
absolutely
a lower consciousness. You know, well,
absolutely,
I got to do better than them and or him or her. And it constantly sends the message that I'm not good enough. And that really destroys self-esteem. And, you know, what do you see, Greg, I'm going to ask you this question. What do you see as the result of young people that are living from a place of diminished self-esteem? What happens?
Well, it's never good when you're in a place where you have low self-esteem for anyone, you know? If you're trying to bring something new to the table every single time and you just have no self-esteem because you're being knocked down and in our schools, then from whether it's their peers or it's their teachers or their parents, if someone's knocking that down for them, they'll never eventually gradually have the self-confidence to keep throwing new ideas out on the table to become successful. So it will be really easy for that person to just be caught up, to tell themselves it's not going to happen, they're just not good enough for it, and it's just a vicious cycle. So we really do need our schools to have that support for kids so they have that confidence and they know that they can do whatever they want to do, no matter how outlandish it might be.
You know, and I just love that because you're saying throwing new ideas on the table, because every single one of us, the fact that we're here on this planet means that we have something of immense value to contribute. And, you know, Greg, you mentioned that in your bio that, you know, all of us are here to add our own light in our own way to the world. And with diminished self-confidence, we think our ideas don't matter, they're not good enough, so we squash them and we suppress them. And, you know, I know that I would love to see schools change the paradigm where it's instead of the teachers and the curriculum telling each of you how to do it and the way to go, really opening up the gates for you guys to express your own creativity and ideas and to support one another in this more unity consciousness to uplift and share and support one another. And I think that's the direction that the world is headed, but we do need the support of our institutions, of adults.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so what do you think is the most important thing for parents and adults to realize about this younger generation, you know, in this ever-changing world?
Well, I don't know. I think that
one of the most important things is that they're there to support us, because what we're coming up with is not normal, and they have to expect that. They have to know that they see the problems that aren't working in our world, and we see those problems, and we're going to take a different approach and have to expect that and know that things are, they have to just support that other approach. That it's really the most important part, I feel.
So being open to change and letting go of the, of what we believe.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think adults also need to stop being so comfortable in their ways and be open to the possibility that there are other ways of doing things that are going to be more effective in a new environment and in an ever-changing world. And they, I think also parents and teachers and just all adults in general kind of lose sight of how profound of an impact they actually have on the youth. And you know, if they're giving out positive energy, that's it's always going to be well-received. But if it's stifling energy, then it's, it really has a huge impact that maybe they're unaware, you know, that kids really do look up to them, whether they acknowledge it or not, that it, it's very important for them to encourage.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, I think from all of our perspectives, whether you're 50 years old or 20 years old, whatever, there's two types of adults that you remember most in your life. Those that are really positive, putting positive energy out there, encourage you, you'll carry that with you forever. And then on the other side of that is the adult that that squash your dreams, the real negative adults that made you feel bad, and you also carry that with you, and it enters into your own limiting beliefs.
And it's almost a cycle in that way, in and of itself, because those adults have probably had the same experience that we're having now, where someone told them they weren't good enough, or someone told them that they couldn't achieve what they were looking to do. And it's just, adults are just such figures of, you know, immense, immense motivation, and they sometimes forget that they were once young and open-minded and thinking that they wanted to do something, you know, big and grand.
Absolutely. So, you know, here's the thing I see with so many kids, and I remember myself being a teenager and having this passion to want to go out there and make a change in the world. And then, you know, I started looking at quote-unquote reality of what, you know, adults were saying out there. Well, you can't get a job in this because of the economy. You can't do that. It's not lucrative. And it really squashes your passion. So, you know, according to what you guys are saying, what is the importance? Can you tell everybody the importance of supporting young people and in following their interests and their passion rather than, you know, listening to what the media, the schools, and society as a whole tell us to pursue? Because, you know, maybe it won't be as lucrative or maybe it won't be a stable path for your future. How important is it for adults to allow and support young people to follow their passions?
Dan, you want to take this one?
Sure. Well, I think that following your passion is why we're on this planet, and following what you're good at and what you like to do is the only way that you're actually going to develop into the person that you've always wanted to become. And money is just a material. It's just matter. It's really insignificant. And the more importance you place on money and that's how your life is progressing, then you're kind of equating your self-worth with how much money you have. And it's just, it's completely out of balance, you know. Money does not mean that you are successful. Money does not mean that you are a good person. Money does not mean that you've done something right. It's just a material. And, you know, people like, that we all look up to in society, like, you know, Gandhi or Martin Luther King or, you know, John Lennon, they're always preaching love and they're not talking about money. If you listen to what these great prophets have always been talking about, it's never money, you know. So I just think that the way that society kind of tries to manipulate us and force us into these narrow pathways and narrow confines of success and what that means, it's just a monetary status. And like we've been talking about, that we have all the resources to feed everyone on the planet, and we have all the resources to clothe, you know, the homeless and all these problems that we're facing. Like, it's the greed of people holding on to the idea that money is more than it is, and it's creating problems. It's not solving problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that following your passion and following what you love to do is the only really real path to self-development and growth, and that's the purpose of life, not money.
such wisdom from such young minds. And, you know, money, and I really believe this, that because you understand balance and following your passion, that you're going to change, your generation is going to change the consciousness of what we think money is, and that we can enter into the arts and different things that make us feel fulfilled and be financially free, be financially successful, because that money is going to go towards great things, you know, like wonderful art, healing modalities that uplift, all of these different things, sustainability from the earth. So we can change the idea of money and move it from greed and competition and success and that lower dimensional energy to something that's more sustaining and that we can share in unity for everybody and all enjoy. In abundance.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Awesome. I absolutely love it. And you guys, I'm having such a great time hearing your perspective. And I really want everyone to stay right here. We're going to take a quick break. These guys have so much more that they want to talk to you about. This is Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We'll be back shortly.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
And welcome back to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kay on Teaching from the Heart. And I want to make a special announcement about something very special I'm providing to my listeners, as well as paying it forward to the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Now through the end of the month, or I should say January 31st, the end of the almost 2013, at the end of the month, now through January 31st, we are holding specials that I call Tools for You and Your Family Through Difficult Times. And I am giving all net proceeds to victims of Hurricane Sandy in their relief efforts. And what this session is about is to help you understand how to use energy tools to create what you want in your life. So I know that a lot of us are under a lot of stress and anxiety in our life, worrying about what the future holds, about our jobs, our finances, our kids, all sorts of different things. And I want to teach you how to use the incredible energy that's available to us all now on this planet through meditation, through visualization, and different forms of energy work, sacred geometry. And I'm offering these sessions at a 40% discount for the entire month. And like I said, all proceeds, all net proceeds being donated to All Hands Volunteers, which is a nonprofit organization. I researched this organization to make sure that they are in high standing and that the majority of the funds are going to actual people to help them rebuild their lives. And I also want to take a moment to remind you that there's no better time than the beginning of the year to put your intentions out for how you want to experience yourself in the new year. So, you know, I encourage you to use these sessions for that. You can contact me by calling me directly at 516-639-8042, or you can go directly to my mindfocusgeneration.com/Sandy. That's mindfocusgeneration.com/Sandy. Sign up for a session and we could get you started to creating everything that you really want in your life for 2013, whether it's something tangible or something intangible like balance, self-love, more peace, and more reflection, all of those things in your life. So anyway, I'm talking to two young people that are really on this path to creating more self-love, more peace in their life. And I want to ask you guys, I know that there's a lot of rage, anger, disgust, and hatred. So can one of you talk about how that can actually be a powerful tool and what good can come out of that?
Greg, do you want me to start it off and then I'll pass it off to you?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
All right, I feel like anger is so important because it's just part of, you know, this natural balance, and it actually, it, you know, creates action and creates this resurgence of like a moral backbone, you know, and it shows people that they are passionate about things and that we are really very, you know, careful. We really do care about our planet and our society and the lives of other people. So when we hear things that make us angry and spiteful of the way things are, it just shows us how much we really do care and gives us the opportunity to feel, you know, to really enjoy the feeling of being calm and at ease more intensely because we know the balance of all these, you know, ranges of emotion. So I just think that anger is really important because it, you know, it makes positive change and it kind of is a catalyst for dialogue and communication between people. So I think it's really important.
Oh, so well said. So, you know, let me ask you, because that, like you said, it's the catalyst for change, and it starts dialogue. It starts people to get out there, have the conversation, and say, you know what, I don't want this anymore. What do we really want?
Right.
And one of the things that is so important is to start to think for yourself and how thinking for yourself can translate to inner peace and self-love that's so needed. So, Greg, do you want to talk about self-love and inner peace and thinking for yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important for us to think for ourselves as individuals because, as we were talking about earlier, we all come into this world and we all have something, our own light to bring, our own light to shine. And you know, thinking for yourself kind of comes with that, and it really puts you on your own path to self-discovery. And, you know, like they really say, like, it's great to walk your own path, but really thinking for yourself is walking your own path in a sense, because you end up taking turns that nobody would have ever, you know, thought of, because those were your thoughts. And that really goes into and brings your lifestyle into what you want, bringing about that self-love and that contentment.
I love it. I love it because, you know, for so much, and I feel this with so many kids and where the anger comes from, they're frustrated because they're being told how to do it, and they're being told to live the life according to another's ideals, whether it's parents, teachers, society, media, and that's very frustrating. But when you can actually know who you really are and why you came to this world, and embrace what you want to do and follow that passion, you fall in love with yourself.
Yeah, and Greg, what you said about the feeling of contentment, you know, like not having any regrets about not honoring yourself and what you actually want. So that's totally right on, you know, the feeling of contentment, knowing that you honored what you are truly passionate about is such a satisfying feeling, because you didn't, you know, follow anyone else. You're always, from the get-go, you were doing what you thought was right.
Right.
It's so much more rewarding than any salary.
I love it because, you know, it's so important for adults to realize this. With all the drugs and, you know, legal pharmaceutical drugs and illegal street drugs that kids are taking, it's just a way to self-soothe because they're not feeling content. They're not living from that place of satisfaction and self-love. So they're trying to soothe those very painful emotions. But when you can follow your passion, it's like, you don't want to take these, you know, pharmaceutical pills and these heavy street drugs to dull the pain, you know, numb the pain.
Absolutely. There's no pain for you to be numbing when you just want to go out and do what you want to do, and you're not listening to someone tell you, oh, you know, go out and be a doctor because they have a great salary, and you're like, oh, I'm not really interested in biology, though, you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely good to go out and do the things you want to do, and you definitely won't be going down that path.
You know what? That's so true. And I want you guys to, if you could just leave each of you, we'll start with Danny, last words that you want all the adults out there listening to heal. So a quick 30 seconds.
About what?
Just like last words that you want everyone to take to heart.
Okay. I guess I would just say that, again, parents and adults just have such a positive impact on the lives of the youth, and don't be afraid to be their friend in a way. You know, it's very important to be parental and to have guidelines and set, you know, moral codes and make sure that they're on the right path, but don't be afraid to be friends with them, because if you don't, then they're not going to feel open enough to share very important things with you about their life. And if they can't be open with their parents of all people, you know, tell them about experiences they've had or things that are bothering them, then who can they really turn to? So don't really be afraid to establish that kind of intimate connection with your child, even though it can be sometimes uncomfortable to hear, you know, about the things that are going wrong in their lives, or you become even more worried about them by hearing what they have to say. It's really important that you establish more of a friendly connection with your kid, because life, you know, is short, and you don't always want to be, you know, just that older person who's kind of disconnected from that, you know?
Great. And Greg, quick 10 seconds, last words.
Well, I just want everybody to know, I mean, adults, institutions, that we need you, we need your tools, we need your wisdom, and we would do anything for the resources, and if we just really start to work together, you know, the possibilities are unlimited.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I had a wonderful time with these guys. Have a safe and joyful new year. Please join me every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. We'll see you next week on Teaching from the Heart. Much love.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.